Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, a violent carjacking in Brooklyn overnight turning into a wild scene just off a highway. Police say it started near Bay Ridge Parkway and 11th Avenue, where a 37-year-old man was sitting in a minivan. That's when three other men approached, pulled him out of the Toyota Sienna, beat and robbed him, then tossed him back in and took him on a joyride. It ended about a half hour later when the van smashed through a fence near Diker Place and 84th Street and slid down an embankment right near exit 18 of the BQE. Two of the suspects were arrested at the scene, but the third, still on the loose. The victim needed a trip to the hospital, but police say they do expect him to be okay. 47 days to go until Christmas, and the big Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is now in place as of today.
It was once a backdrop for family photos. Now it stands boldly at the Rockefeller Center. The 75-year-old tree, hailing from upstate, also stands 75 feet tall. Its donor, Judy Russ, says,
"It was time. It was time to get her into a new home. And the fact that in the end, it becomes a house for Habitat for Humanity. Perfect full circle moment."
Her late husband, Dan, passed away in 2020, but dreamed of the generational Norway spruce being the rocks. So he might have made a little visit.
A bald eagle flew over yesterday as they were doing the tree cutting, so if there was ever a way to let us know he was here with us, that was that.
She says spreading a piece of her family with all of us makes it all worth it. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at 30 Rock.
And by the way, the tree lighting ceremony will take place December 3rd, so better put that down on your calendar. Governor Hochul has reversed course on a controversial gas pipeline. The governor approved a crucial water quality permit for the project, which had been rejected three times before by the state. The 27-mile pipeline would carry natural gas from Pennsylvania through New Jersey and under a 17-mile stretch of water near Staten Island and the Rockaways. The governor says the decision is about keeping the lights over a potential downstate energy shortage next summer due to a combination of increasing demand and generator deactivations. Environmental groups and elected officials are against the pipeline. Brooklyn Assemblymember Emily Gallagher telling 1010 Winds,
"This is a terrible idea. It's dangerous. It's costly, and it is completely against the will of New York State."
Congressman Jerry Nadler says he'd been pushing back against the program, the project that is, since 2019, adding it's failed to meet the state's own water quality standards. The move also comes days after President Trump on social media bashed Governor Hochul over the stalled project. New regulators in New Jersey must still approve the pipeline before construction can begin. Advocates have been pressuring Governor Murphy to block the plan. A four-alarm blaze burning in the Bronx this afternoon. Firefighters are busy battling the blaze, which started at an auto body shop on East Tremont Avenue in the Van Ness section. No injuries reported, but fire officials are asking anyone in the area to keep windows closed to avoid smoke. Food assistance for Americans that can't feed their families without it remains up in the air. A court decision ordering the Trump administration to fully fund the SNAP program is again on hold after President Trump asked the Supreme Court to intervene. Now, before that Supreme Court decision, Governor Hochul said SNAP payments for New Yorkers would resume tomorrow. Now, it's not clear how or if the ruling changes that. New Jersey is one of about a half dozen states that moved quickly to issue November SNAP payments yesterday before the Supreme Court weighed in. Meanwhile, at the airports, where air traffic controllers are among federal employees still not getting a paycheck, another pile of canceled flights, at least 700 nationwide at last check, and that number could climb to over 1,000 before the day is out. Air traffic control centers across the nation are dealing with serious staffing issues, so the FAA has asked airlines to cut back their schedules to avoid an air traffic safety crisis. The longer the shutdown continues, well, the higher that number of canceled flights might rise. For the latest on the shutdown and the airport turmoil, keep it locked here at 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM. A mysterious death of a baby being investigated in New Jersey. The infant was found unresponsive at a YMCA in Newark yesterday, and despite CPR being immediately given, the child could not be revived. An autopsy will be performed to determine the cause of death. Well, a rally today in Staten Island in support of a teenager recently arrested by ICE while she was at work. That protest taking place outside the office of Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis.
The Staten Island community is furious.
Bring Sarah home!
But resilient. That's after learning a recent Port Richmond High School graduate, Sarah, was detained by ICE. Anna Sanabria has been in contact with her.
When I spoke to her, she said they just stopped me and the officer says you have everything in order, but you don't have a court date. That's why we have to take you.
Kerry Spillane organized this rally.
Well, right now we're just gathering the resources that the family needs so that they can support her while she's in detention. She doesn't have anything. She's in a room with 15 other women.
Allegedly, the only way Sarah can make phone calls is if she pays for it. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Staten Island.
1010 Winds has reached out to the Department of Homeland Security for comment. A senior citizen is dead after a hit and run on Long Island yesterday. It happened shortly before noon as 80-year-old Peter Morris was getting into a car parked on busy Woodward Parkway in South Farmingdale, right across from a school. Nassau police say he was struck by a car that had been stolen, and the driver then took off on foot. But a 24-year-old Hicksville man was later taken into custody. Randy Colon now faces charges, including manslaughter. Investigators haven't said yet why they think he was the driver or how they were able to track him down.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.